Good day, everyone. This is Paige Estratore on behalf of Financial Services Online, bringing you your weekly wrap-up of vital industry news. Let's delve into a few significant stories that emerged last week, which may reshape the insurance landscape in Australia. Starting off, a passenger's insurance claim was denied by Lloyd's Australia due to the flight crew's violation of their legal working hour limits. The passenger's flight from Palermo to London was cancelled, but Lloyd's rejected their insurance claim, sparking a debate on the interpretations of travel insurance policies. Notably, the Australian Financial Complaints Authority, commonly known as AFCA, stepped in. They opined that crew timing issues and industrial actions aren't analogous. However, they granted the traveler a sum of $2,000 in line with a policy clause catering to delays extending over 6 hours. In another AFCA-mediated case, Allianz saw approval for their decision to reduce a car claim payout. The client described their 2013 Range Rover incorrectly, leading to the insurer initially valuing it much higher. After careful investigation by Allianz, this error was caught, and the claim was recalculated. AFCA supported this correction, emphasizing the importance of accuracy in insurance claims. This serves as a reminder to consumers to ensure that all the information you provide in insurance agreements is precise to ensure smooth claims. Shifting gears to personnel news, we have a change in leadership at Zurich Financial Services Australia. David Wainwright will take on the mantle of the new Chief Risk Officer for the Australia and New Zealand region. With 25 years of financial services experience on his resume, it's anticipated his vast international experience and leadership will help Zurich navigate the increasingly complex field of risk management. And finally, a poignant incident emerged last week around a critical illness claim. A woman was denied her claim after her breast cancer diagnosis came within days of her policy's eligibility period ending. The insurer, TAL Life, stood on the 3-month qualifying period policy. AFCA sided with the insurer, highlighting the absence of continuous coverage and the non-disclosure of previous insurance in the new application. Despite empathy for the claimant, this grim case serves as a crucial caveat to policyholders about the ramifications of not meeting policy terms. This captures last week's key happenings in Australia's insurance sector. Remember, your financial security is paramount, and being informed is one of the best ways to ensure it. Visit us at financialservicesonline.com.au to read more about these stories and to navigate your insurance needs more effectively. You've been with Paige Estratore, and until next week, stay informed, stay safe.